There we go.
Perfect. All right. I'll try this again. Good evening, everybody. Like we normally do, let's go ahead and start off with any public comment, if there is any. Hearing none. Okay, we got a busy night tonight. And just so everybody knows, if anybody plans on jumping off early, we do have, as you can see on the agenda, an executive session scheduled for later in the meeting. That's to review, perform our general manager annual review. So the plan would be is when we once we get to that point, we'll jump into executive session and then we'll come back out of executive session, go over the review, and then finish up with the agenda. So please stick around.
Rob,
Right.
do you possibly want to move the discussion around the annual member meeting to ahead of the executive session in case people do want to leave?
Yeah, I would if the board's okay with that, that would be helpful. We've got some new information with some dates and availability, so if we can move that up, that'd be great.
Do we have to okay. I know what to do. Okay, so where do you want to move that in the agenda?
Can we move it after the meeting minutes approval before the president's
Yes.
message, please?
Okay. I move to approve the agenda as presented, except with the change of moving number 8B to number 5.
Second.
Okay, any second?
Second.
Awesome. All right, any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you guys. That will be helpful.
Real quick.
So we did. Can everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So there was some edits to the minutes that some board member had suggested.
Some
Janelle went.
board member, meaning me.
I didn't say and so what I did is Janelle went back through and we just did a red line so people could see the edits in real time. And we also sent out a draft to the board as well as it's posted on the website. So I guess with that, if we want to, what I can do is after if they're approved, I can go back through and accept all the corrections, and then I'll have a clean copy that can be signed.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move that we approve the minutes for November's 14th meeting with the changes.
Second.
All right, thank you, ladies. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody. Motion carries.
Can you guys hear Gary?
I
Yeah,
thought
I
I
can hear him.
You can.
I couldn't. I did not
Here,
hear
people
him.
couldn't hear me,
Oh,
so
there
I
you
was just
are.
curious.
Okay, now I can hear you fine.
Were you were an aye for the meeting minutes, Gary?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay, so there's no president's message today. We're going to move right into the financials and then into the important stuff.
Actually, we'll do the annual meeting now.
Well, thank you. I'm sure glad you're here because I keep wanting to skip over that. But that's so. Do you want to chat about it or do you want me to chat about it?
Go ahead, I'll pull up.
Let me find the email real quick. So for the last, I'd say 2 to 3 weeks, Susan and I have been, well, maybe in 4 weeks, Susan from the city and I have been trying to collaborate and find a date and time that would work for our annual members meeting. We've compared my schedule or board schedule, and long and the short of it is we're looking like, I want to say it's February 25th or 26th would be the best available. It's kind of a little bit later than when we normally do it. And as Chase, I'm sure we'll touch on that, there might be some implications with timing for billing and bills to be approved. But I'd like to have some discussion for the board around the 25th or 26th of February.
Does that mean that we would not have a meeting on February 13th?
one of the thought processes was that we could pre-approve bills in the January meeting, and if we did that, then yes, we would not have a meeting on February 13th, or we could call a special meeting on February 13th just to approve bills and handle the financials, and then do our regular board meeting after the annual meeting.
The only real hang-up with regard to the financials would be the approval of the state pool transfer to cover basically the CRPUD bill, the power bill. Those months are usually large. Our cushion can't cover them, generally speaking. And so we could do like a pre-approval in January, or we could just do a quick meeting to approve the state pool transfer.
What would you prefer?
Well, I mean, there's several options. There's the other option too, that utilities are already technically pre-approved. And so long as there's not a lot of checks, I guess it would be time sensitive. It's not an issue. We can do a state pool transfer for the exact amount of the power bill. And that way, when it shows up on the financials, you could tie the two together with no question.
What do you want to do, Rob?
I'm good either way. I think it'd probably make the most sense just based on scheduling to add that to the January's meeting agenda and take care of financials and give, you know, I don't think, like Chase said, I don't think pre-approval is necessarily the right term, but pre-authorize state pool transfer for the February bills for the exact amount ahead of time.
Okay. Do you like Tuesday or Wednesday better? I can do either.
Same. How about Gary or Amanda or Megan, Janelle? Any of you folks have a preference? Mr. Condit?
Chase and Jeff Condit too. Yeah.
I have a preference.
I actually have a standing meeting on Tuesday, so I prefer Wednesday, but I could make Tuesday work.
Does anybody have any conflict with Wednesday? Which would be the 26th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're good. How's the 26th look for you?
Did you say the 25th? Are you talking in February?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It would be Wednesday, February 26th, be the last Wednesday of the month.
I think so. I am out of the state for a wedding. Previous weekend, and I don't know yet if that includes the following week. Things are not set in stone yet. So I'm unfortunately cannot give you an exact answer. I'm sorry.
No problem. Gary, how are you looking for the 26th?
I said that earlier, and I guess we're having trouble with the audio because you guys maybe aren't hearing me.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, just to confirm, I heard you this. I heard you, Gary, but I didn't hear what your answer was. You're good with 26?
That's correct.
Get that.
There you go. Yep, I got it.
What about Amanda?
I should be fine on the 26th.
Janelle, can you come?
I'm fine for the 26th.
Let's do it, Rob.
Chase, did you say you were good too?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You good, Bob? 26 work for you? Making sure you're paying attention.
Yes, I am. Couldn't find my audio button, but we you, can't, know, you can have a meeting without me.
It wouldn't be an annual meeting without you. All right, so let's plan on Wednesday the 26th. I'll confirm with Susan that that's still a go, and then I'll send a email out to the board and staff and Mr. Condit and everybody else and let everybody know that 26 worked. So thank you.
What time would we start that?
I want to say, Chase, do you remember when we did last year? Was it like five and then six or six and then seven for the two meetings?
Yeah, I think 5 o'clock we did it last year.
Yeah, I believe 5 o'clock. I'll confirm with Susan. I know there's I think in the past they've liked to do it, you know, kind of right as the city's closing for the night so that we can have some IT support.
Okay. Are you gonna check with Todd Graham too?
Yeah, I'll check with Todd.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. Appreciate everybody's flexibility. Thank you. Okay. Let me caught back up here.
Oh, how's that?
Sorry, trying to share here.
You're fine. I'm trying to open mine up too.
There we go.
Okay. So we are at technically six, right? Company financial review and expense.
Yes.
Okay. All yours, Chase. On mute.
Okay. So I sent an email to the board this afternoon. We did get the final, as I kind of put in my manager's report, the repairs to the Evans pump station. The Evans number three pump is wrapping up. The motor's done and the pump was just completed this week. I did get the invoice from Bay Valve today. It's down in the lower right corner, so $36.47. A little bit more than I was anticipating, but after looking at the last repair for the last pump, it's kind of on track to be where it should be. I wanted to get that into this month's approval so we can issue a check. I talked to Janelle. She can run down to the office first thing in the morning and issue a check so it can be signed. I'd like to get that off so I can get the pump back and get it reinstalled. Mm-hmm. but basically what we have, and then we had one other last transaction come through from Miller Nash. I believe it came through yesterday. Of course, after the report was pulled, and it was for $187.20. Nothing substantial there. It's just the pump coming through is going to change the transfer. You can see there on the bottom from the current transfer that Janelle had requested of 58 and bumps it up to 74. Part of the pump was already in. I tried to put a placeholder for it because I knew it was coming, but it was more than I had the placeholder. So we need to increase the transfer. Does anybody, everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
I move to approve. Or is it time for that? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I move to approve the financials as presented and the transfer of $74,000.
Second.
Right. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. It's unanimous. Motion carries. Transfer is probably already done, knowing Amanda. So thank you very much.
Okay. So that wraps up that. Turn the camera on here.
Excited to have your pump back, pal.
Yeah. What's that?
Excited that you get your pump back.
Yeah. Let the work begin. Yeah. So going through, it's kind of outdated now. On the Evans 3 pump, it is done. There was a little more work on the motor they had to do when they were reinstalling the. It was in the upper bearing journals. And I said the Evans pump is now complete. Not a lot of questions there. The one thing that there was in this was, and they had mentioned this going into it, is the propeller this time actually needed quite a bit more work than the last pump for whatever reason. I guess it has to do with on the tailing end of the vanes is where the cavitation kind of attacks the propellers, and it makes the vanes thinner in that area. And so they had to build it back up. And then of course, once you build it back up, you got to rebalance it. So there was more work with the propeller this time than last time. And there was also some cost increase I saw today on the shafting, the stainless. So the center shaft of the pump is all stainless steel. And that is, price there, of course, has gone up, and with the Belzona repair as well. Basically, all products have gone up since last time. Cherry Orchard starter panel project. It kind of got pushed back with the power loss at the Evans and those other projects, and then ran into some issues. The current issue is the configuration of the starter panel. It's really old. It's, you know, 40s, 50s technology. The transformer, the oil transformer, is actually located inside the starter panel. It's quite rare. It was standard at the time. But the contractors, electrical contractors, they don't want to touch that oil until they know exactly what's in it, because how you dispose of that oil could be a myriad of different, I guess, ways to dispose of it. So I got a lab test. There's an outfit in Tigard that does all the testing. It's called Apex Testing. So I ran some tests or some samples down to them. And right now I'm waiting on the results back from those samples. For kind of pumping operations, the Evans and Santosh standard this time of year, below 4.4, surprisingly enough, for the last almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's been draining out of the tide gates. The pumps haven't been running. And the river's been really low, like unseasonably low. The rest of the pumps are kind of operating in their normal range. The Honeyman pump is off. It's standard practice this time of year for waterfowl season. I have on the schedule the Dyke Road well rehabilitation. I was actually supposed to meet with somebody out there today to get the sediment that's accumulated in the bottom of the north of the two wells removed, and for some reason that guy never showed up. So I guess we'll have to move on to a different company. For personnel, nothing. There's been no updates on the 408 since the last meeting. Our last meeting. I actually did talk to Susie today about any update from West. She hasn't gotten any either. I'm not sure why that's gone silent there. I know they're working on the mapping. I was hoping they would have much more done at this point, but it sounds like they're still trying to complete the final maps. Then after our last meeting, we had the outbriefing with the USACE. Rob was able to jump on that call. I felt it went really well. It was kind of a new process, as I had mentioned. The sponsors, as we are considered the sponsor of the levee systems, usually not invited to those meetings. It's usually an internal Army Corps meeting, and they basically just kind of discuss the system as a whole, and then of course then focus in and kind of drill down on what they consider the really highly rated items. And those are, in our case, are the tow drains, relief wells, the culverts that cross the levee, and the new one that's coming up is the pump discharge lines is going to be on the schedule. We're going to have those video inspected. They did happen to video inspect them in 2019. At that time, it wasn't a requirement, but moving forward, it will be. So that'll be on the schedule for next year. And then given the tow drains that we haven't been able to find, I know they're going to be added to the emergency action plan. So during high water events, it's going to be an area that will be you're supposed to monitor more closely and make sure those areas are identified to make sure there's no, you know, extra hydraulic movement there. And I'm still waiting on the official packet. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot more to, I guess, unpack from the entire report. So it's usually several hundred pages long and includes basically includes everything, but there's stuff that's more important than others, as you can imagine. So I guess moving on to the best practice.
Chased.
Yeah.
Chased. Does the monitoring of all that, is that like an ongoing monitoring in case we never find the tow drains?
Yes, it will be.
Do we have to add it to the O&M manual then, or?
No, it's going to be added to the emergency action plan.
Okay.
So it's basically going to be during a flood event or high water event.
Gotcha. Just,
those are going to be areas that you're going to want to pay closer attention to. And the reason why these become, I guess, what I call rated items, or the Army Corps rated items, is these are, through the Army Corps experience, these are like failure modes. Like, these are areas that have seen failure in the past. And so that's why these items kind of jump to the top of the list.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
So, as I talked about this last time, when the power was down at the Evans Pump Station, I had Farnham Electric come out, take a look at it, to put us together like a front-end electrical, you know, engineered design drawing. I did talk to Business Oregon about it, that it would fit into their levy program. There is funding available. We would be responsible for 20% match, so it comes up to about 5780 of the total. It doesn't seem like a lot, but I think we should probably see how all of our larger projects shake out. You know, we still have the Cherry to go, and then the Evans once it's finally completed. Kind of see where we are budget-wise here in the next couple months before we move ahead. Or if you want, I can start the intake form, is what Business Oregon calls it, to kind of start the grant process. And that might be something that we kind of want to talk about tonight if you do. I guess, how does...
limit on that grant funding?
What's that, Gary?
I'm sorry, I guess you guys can't hear me. Is there a time element on that grant funding that we have to, you know, keep on our calendar if we push things out?
Not particularly. The biggest component would be is if it's within their budget. So they have, I guess, different, the way Melanie explained it is there's different grant funding available for different programs, kind of where you fit within those programs. I guess we're in the levy program. And there's money available in it now, and it could be something, if it's not available this year, then we might have to reapply next year when their funding restarts, if it's not available at the time. Because I worry is if we go through the whole scenario, but we don't have money to complete the project, especially in the next couple of years, is we'll have to basically go back and redo the engineering or have it updated, which I'm sure won't cost as much as the initial engineering. But I just worry to spend the money and we can't pull the trigger. It's kind of my concern.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Does anyone else have any other comments or questions?
Chase, you said that our commitment at the end of this would be 20%, or is that just on the front end?
Yeah, on the back end or whatever, 20%.
Which is 5780?
Yes.
We have no obligation to start the grant process. You know, no financial commitments have to be put up front to start the grant application process now. We would be responsible for that 5780 at the end of it, should we receive the grant?
I believe so.
I think we should go for it.
Lay.
I'll double check that, but I believe that's correct.
Also, is the quote from Farnham Electric, is that, did they give us a timeline for that quote? I mean, if we wait too long, could the price go up?
Possibly.
We do a lot of work with Farnham. On the other side of things, and they usually are pretty consistent. I wouldn't anticipate it to jump too much from where they quoted, barring some unforeseen, you know,
okay,
supply chain issue or something.
Mm-hmm.
What also have maybe a little concern with Business Oregon is, you know, because they basically go through the intake process, which would be working with Melanie up front. Then she would kind of sign off on the project, and then they would have to approve it internally. And they have some internal components that go through that. And I'm not sure if I would want to make them go through all of that. And then at the end, we say, no, never mind. I would be, you know, have a little bit of reservation with that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you'd like to wait a bit.
kind of on the fence. I just,
yeah.
I mean, I know we've had our budget's good, but it's, you know, with that electrical, you know, failure this summer, it took a pretty big chunk out of our budget. We were under budget on a couple other things, but it's the one thing I was hoping for is this having the engineer drawings done would, and when we applied for the CIP, the federal funding we applied for last year, this would kind of give us one more step in the right direction for that. But given the new administration, we really have no idea what eligible projects are going to be moving forward. It's kind of all up in the air with the new Congress and the new Senate and who controls both chambers, how these projects actually look going forward could change as well. And just because we were kind of got in a good place last time, there's no, you know, there's absolutely no guarantee moving forward that we'll have that same effect.
Do we have a feel for how long it would take, how long the process would take to collaborate with Business Oregon and Melanie and work through the application process? I mean, is that a couple months, do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
So, I mean, and the reality is we could probably come out of this best case scenario right around the time we're starting our budget for next year.
Possibly, yeah.
I think that would reduce the risk a little bit, because if we get to the end of the process and we're approved and we need the 5780 and we don't have it, we could have a conversation about budgeting, you know, maybe 6,000 less in unanticipated expense for next year and, you know, reallocating that money to this project. And then it would be, you know, we're talking the difference of a month or so.
That's true.
And it, I mean, it falls in line.
Okay, I agree with Rob.
Strategic, you know, our strategic plan. This was a big one. This was one that was received a lot of feedback from the public. You know, this was something that not just the board and those folks, the interested parties were, but I mean, a lot of people from the public put this project in as like one of the top. So I think we go for it.
And I agree with Rob. Gary, what do you think?
Did you hear me?
No, now I did, but not before.
I just said I do as well.
Okay.
I think if it's a project that we want to move forward on and, you know, we're getting 80% of it potentially paid for at this point, we just kind of need to find a way to make it work.
I agree.
Yeah.
You on board, Megan, or do you have different thoughts you'd like to communicate?
Nope, I agree. Excuse me, I agree too. And longer you defer things, who knows what the prices will keep going up to. So better to try to figure it out and get it done.
Yep, I think so too.
All righty.
Yeah, especially since sometimes grant funding sometimes has a way of evaporating too. So let's do it.
All righty.
Of course, now that you fixed all the supply power going to the Evans, we probably will never have to worry about it. But hey, just in case, you never know.
Yep.
No, this is a great project. Thanks for doing all the work on the front end too with Farnham while we were down, taking advantage of, you know, being able to do that level of due diligence while we didn't have
power. Smart.
That was smart.
I kind of want an off note. I did apply the Special District Insurance Services. They have this matching safety security grant comes up every year. I just went and took a shot at it, just seeing if we could maybe get new lighting and video at the Evans. And they actually said that, yeah, it's a, you know, the project's valid, but there's just the funding wasn't available this year. So hopefully I just plan to run it back. And I think that one's a 50-50 match. So that one, and that's not going to be a very big cost. At the end of the
day. Does your application automatically roll out? Oh, sorry. This delay. There's a weird delay. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you. Does your application automatically roll over to the next year, or do you have to reapply?
No, I'll have to reapply, but it didn't take much time. It was pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And then the kind of the other big one that came out of this last month is, so our website is hosted by a company called Streamline. They do a lot of public entity websites, special districts, cities, and they had reached out. So I guess there was a judicial decision is regarding the ADA accessibility for websites. I kind of put it in here. It's more for the vision impaired. So when they log on to your website, it will read to them what's on the website. And apparently the compliance is the hangups inside of PDFs. So when you upload, you know, content to your website, if the PDFs specifically aren't ADA compliance, you can now, I guess, get in trouble for this. And so what we have to do, and as you all can see, pretty much all of our monthly reports are in PDF. And they did a scan of our website, and we have, I think, almost 570 PDFs, and almost none of them are in compliance, full compliance. And the trouble with this is you can pay somebody to go back and change them so they're all compliant, and they charge you, of course, per page or per PDF, which is not really reasonable. But the problem that we run into is, and I explained this to them, is a lot of our PDFs are board approved. So we can't just go back and start changing verbiage within our PDFs because they're basically historic documents. And so the other option is you basically have to set up a front end page. So when someone clicks on it, it basically says, you know, we know this isn't ADA compliant. If you want an ADA compliant one, we can send you one. And then if you don't care, then you can click on it again. It'll take you to the actual document. It's just basically going to add a step to people to be able to see the PDFs on our website, which is unfortunately kind of totally out of our control. They do have some classes, if you will, on how to, because most of our PDFs, especially like our minutes and our agendas, they start as Microsoft Word documents. And so inside of Microsoft Word, you can build the document so it kind of meets compliance once it turns to a PDF. So that's something that we'll probably have to start paying attention to when we develop, especially our minutes and our agendas. The QuickBooks reports, we don't really have an option. So it's just basically a new layer of regulation that we have to be aware of. And so, and I don't know if Jeff Condon has heard of this at all, if he wants to chime in. Are you on mute, Jeff?
Sorry. No, I think that sounds like a good plan. I don't think you'll lose it by taking the time to do it right.
And we do have a couple years to get it fixed, but it's something that we need to track.
Okay.
All right. With that, I don't have anything on the rental home.
Harlow didn't either. She said nothing to report, and the rent has been paid this month.
On legal front, that was kind of a legal front, I guess. But
I have nothing new to report that we haven't already discussed.
Perfect. Okay. Well, with that said, per ORS 192.6602I, we shall enter into executive session to perform the annual review of our general manager, and we will return as soon as we're finished.
I have to put everybody in waiting room.
See you, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, and we're back.
This is so, either people are talking really, really, really slowly or they're.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you, Karen.
Okay.
Aaron, can you see my screen?
Pretty bad there at the end.
How about Chase? Can you see my screen?
I can't see your screen. Where would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, so it says started sharing a screen.
It says on my end that it's loading. It says your screen share is loading.
Yeah, I don't have anything on this end. It's just dark. It just says you're starting to share.
Okay. Let me, we got a second. Let me resend this to you and see if that'll work. I know we're kind of glitchy tonight.
Very glitchy.
Do you want me to send it to SDIC or Outlook or Scapoose Drainage one?
Not.
It looks like it just sent. You should have it in the Outlook one and the SDIC email, Chase.
Okay, let me go check real quick.
That was drained one, I should say. And if it doesn't share, that's fine. I can kind of talk us through it. It's nice to have some visual aid. Says screen share loading on my end.
Okay, looks like it just came through. All right, let me give me a second here and I'll pull it up.
Okay, I'm not sharing anymore, so it should be back.
Okay, so I'm going to try and share an email. Give me a second. Everybody see that?
Yeah, it worked.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll keep this. I think we're all semi-familiar with this worksheet. This is just the worksheet that we use to track the two employees' wages, I guess you could say, on one tab, but then also check. We compare their current wages and potential increase to wages to budget on this bonus calc tab that he's on now. And so one of the two things we need to figure out tonight is what we anticipate CPI to be. You can just stay on the bonus calc tab, Chase. Now.
This one?
Yep, right there in A84. The 2024 CPI estimate, which I could show you on this worksheet, is coming in at about 2.85. And Chase, on the bottom tabs, if you scroll all the way over to the right, past summary, CPI, there you go. You'll see that it's about 2.85, as you can see on the right. We don't have December's numbers, and we won't have December's numbers till mid-January, but I think it's safe to say if you look at the last 12 months, we've been as high as 3.7, as low as 2.1. We're averaging about 2.85. It'll probably be 2.85, 2.9, somewhere in that range. And so if you go back to bonus calc, Chase, you can actually type in that 2024 CPI estimate, the yellow to the left, cell A84. You can type in 2.85 in that cell and it should calculate the COLA.
Oh, I'm going to have to open it in.
Oh, it's in read-only because it's in
pre. Yeah, it's in read-only. See if it'll do it. Give me a second here. Can you still see the screen?
Yeah.
Wait, there we go. Big button.
Yeah, now I can.
Yeah, so type in 2.85 in that cell and then click enter, and it should give you the COLA. So you can see at a 2.85 CPI, it would be an hourly increase of $1.43, and Chase's new wage would be there in cell E84. It's 51.52, and JR's would be 29.75, as you can see from the spreadsheet. And I'll try to just plow through this. There's a lot of data that goes into this, but one of the things that you can see is the year-end forecast. That's just that year-end forecast is what we can anticipate to spend at that new rate. And then right where his, right where your mouse is now, where your cursor is now, you can see the forecast compared to budget. So at that new rate increase, we would anticipate to consume about 91% of the budget. So if it's green, that means we've got room in the budget to accept that cost of living adjustment. Any questions so far? Okay, hearing none. If anybody has any, just jump in. So 2.85 is the COLA. Let's assume it's going to be right in that range. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Karen, but I believe the board would need to accept the COLA after the, we could probably accept it now or approve it now, knowing that it might change slightly after January's numbers are in.
I guess we could verify it with Mr. Conant, but I don't see a problem with that. I mean, if we need to change it in January, we'll change it.
You're on mute, Jeff.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so let's just leave 2.85 in there for now as a placeholder, and let's go to the step. So I don't know if that one's an auto function or not, Chase. You might have to you can go ahead and type in the step if you want. Just type in 2% for now.
It says it equals 889.
There you go. Okay, type in 1.5% for me. See if that works. So just to remind the board, the way that our step system works is that both employees are entitled to a minimum of 0.5% every year. The board has the right to use discretion and increase that, but we can't decrease that. So when this employee evaluation concept was drafted and approved, we set a low or set a floor at 0.5%. And if you go into, just for review, Chase, if you click on the summary tab real quick.
Hold on, I got to get the... Go away. My Zoom bottom screen pops up and covers it. I apologize.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
So you can see on the very top last year's numbers, you can scroll, you might scroll. Oh, no, it's right there. 2024, 4.32% was the COLA and then the dollar impact next to it. 5% was the step and then the dollar impact next to it. And then for the FOT, same COLA. That doesn't change per employee. But we offered a lower step at 2% and then the financial impact next to that. And then their new rates for 2024, 2025, all the stuff in yellow is just proposed. So Chase, maybe change that 2.85 to 1.5. That's not automatic yet.
What does change what?
Under the COLA, change that. Leave that. And why is the step 2%? Click on that real quick. It should be 1.5. Okay. Yeah. So it's just rounding up because there's no, you might have to add a decimal.
But it has its formula cell to the other sheet.
Yeah, it is. So it's really 1.5. It's just rounded up to 2%.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's only one placeholder. So anyways, 2.85% on the COLA, the $1.43 an hour impact, and then a 1.5% step would have a 77 cent impact. And then that 52.29 would be the new rate. So this tab is basically fed from the last tab. So at this, the reason I'm using these numbers, and I'll make a recommendation here in a minute, but if you go back to the bonus calc tab, you'll see at the bottom, the very bottom is kind of what route, it just summarizes everything that we need to know. At those increases for both the general manager and the FOT, it would be a 5.3% increase overall. The total impact would be about $3,900. We would maintain a budget savings goal about almost 4%, 3.75%. And then a potential bonus would be available of about $1,690. So as you can see at these new rates, with a 1.5% step and the 2.85% COLA, we still have room to offer a bonus. We only do that for the general manager. We don't have a bonus structure for the FOT. So are there any questions so far? So I guess just in the essence of time, we can have some dialogue about this and we should, but I think we should consider, I'd like the board at least to consider that we move to approve a 2.85% cost of living adjustment for both the GM and the FOT, and also offer a 1.5% step increase to both employees this year, and then have some dialogue about potentially a $1,500 bonus for the general manager. Does anybody have any comments, questions, concerns with that thought process?
Does it put us over too much if we do a 2% step?
Go ahead and change it to 2, Chase, and 2.0. There you go. Nope, it's still right in the same range. So you can see that the dollars available for bonus dropped a little bit, but you can manipulate that a little bit by just adjusting our budget savings goal. The budget savings goal is something we change all the time. So just go to the budget savings goal, Chase, and type in 3.5%. Sorry, down cell 101.
You see, there's the middle column of data. Yeah.
Type in 3.5. So if we set a budget of 3.5%, which is plenty healthy. I mean, we're not trying to save. We're just not trying to exceed the budget here. It's okay to save, but we don't need to have a massive savings. We've been saving for a long time. So this still allows us to continue that trend of, you know, financial stewardship, have a little bit of savings, and still offer a pretty healthy bonus to our general manager.
Looks reasonable.
Anybody have any comment, question, concern, or should we make a motion? As
that includes you, Chase. Comment, question, or concern?
More of a conflict of interest in comment, I think.
Well, we don't want you to be dissatisfied.
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Just pretend I'm not here.
No. I think it's great, Rob. This is also helpful, the way you set this up.
Gary, I see you're unmuted, but I couldn't hear if you said anything. Did you say anything?
I did not, but I'm fine with what you guys have been talking about, if you can hear me.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How about Amanda?
Yes. I think everything sounds good there.
Okay. Megan?
Yes, I think it sounds just fine with me.
Okay.
I think that you're you and I were talking earlier, Rob, about to keep the steps the same seems to make sense. You know, I'm getting tired, sorry, but the step increases for both, the percentage step increases for both employees, having them the same. And then using the bonus as more of a tool for Chase, I think that makes good sense.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I would agree. I think everything makes a lot of sense. I think Chase has more than earned a healthy bonus this year. He's as we've mentioned in the executive session, he's just done a great job. So,
well, and there's something that you said earlier today too. You were like, you know, the cost savings to the whole district that he has achieved for us. You know, I mean,
he saved more than his bonus in just the Jackson Creek diversion. If anybody,
I mean, knows. Right? I feel like we should give him more, but I think this is prudent the way you have it calculated here.
Okay. So if there's any further discussion, we can definitely have it. If not, it would be good to have a motion.
Okay, so do you want to make a motion or do you want me to do it?
I can make the motion, I think. I move that we approve.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Did I mess up?
No, go ahead. We have glitches. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I move that we approve roughly 2.85% CPI increase with the asterisk that might change very slightly after January's numbers come in, as well as a 2% step for both the GM and the FOT this year, as well as a $1,500 bonus for our general manager.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous. Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
Chase, I'm sorry that your annual evaluation meeting was so goofy, but there you go.
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. I'm trying to make sure I don't close too many boxes here and end the meeting. Sorry. Okay. All right. I guess what we have, Rob, you can do it. I mean, we just got the proposed January 9th meeting.
Yeah. Let's just check schedules real quick before we break. Everybody looking okay on January 9th?
Looks good for Megan.
Yep.
Okay. Not hearing any conflict so far, Chase. So it sounds like our next meeting will be January 9th, normal time. And we can review, probably should review the master calendar real quick too. Yeah, annual member board meeting. Yep. Set employee COLA. Look at that. Look how good we are. We got this in the master calendar. So the annual report needs to be done by January's meeting, correct? Or no, we just need to solicit input on what should be included and then it's drafted, right?
Yeah, and then I think we solicit input and then because we got to have it by like I think 3 weeks prior to the annual meeting for incorporation in the mailer. And so I think that's what we did, and then complete the annual report to members, and then we'll put it into the mass mailing, if you will.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do that. So between now and next meeting, if everybody could think of some items or things they'd like to see in the annual report, bring that to the January meeting, and we'll make sure that it gets into the annual report. If there's any, I don't anticipate there's any bylaw revisions. That might be irrelevant for this year, which would be fine. We'll have the numbers for the COLA. We will not have the numbers for the COLA by the 9th. But again, we've already communicated and approved the fact that it might change a little bit. So as soon as those numbers come in, we'll update the sheet and I'll send Janelle an email with what that final number was and what the new rates are going to be for 2025.
So Chase, do you have help enough, help to get ready for this meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to reach out to Todd.
Okay. I guess I got to do my, what are those papers called? Ugh. Proxies.
Yep.
Takes me a while.
All right. So
just anything else for action items?
Yeah, let's review some action items. I guess I can start. I've got a couple. I need to confirm with Susan that the 2:26 works and confirm 5 o'clock start time to approximate 7 o'clock-ish end. I made a note of this, but I'll also make sure we've got some snacks and waters and stuff for the folks that might show up. And then let's see.
I'm going to bring the Chase's evaluation over to you, and then I'm going to take it to the office, and Chase needs to sign it. So that's an action item.
Yep. Chase is going to check Todd's schedule. Got that for an action item. Couldn't read my own handwriting there. And then I know this was an action item I wrote down just from the executive session, but just to send your goals, Chase, when you get a chance.
Yeah, I have that on mine.
Thank you, Chase. I appreciate it. I want to make sure I get it right. Also, JR's evaluation next month, but that was not something we talked about at this meeting.
Then I also have to proceed with the grant through Business Oregon.
Oh, yep.
And we set the annual meeting February 26, 2025. January 9th meeting to go.
Looking through your report, I don't think there's anything else for the board to do.
Anybody else have any other action items that we missed? Okay.
So I just kind of a point of clarification, though. As though the COLA was set. But as for paychecks, so the step adjustment, would it take effect for, I'm trying to think, because the COLA wouldn't hit until the January paycheck. That would be the annual. If I'm reading this right.
This is Janelle. The last 2 years it was in, the COLA was in your January paychecks.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
So it'll stay, the rate stays the same for December.
Okay. Historically, your new step rate went in December.
Yeah, and then JR's was
And JR's in January and COLA's in January.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Thanks for clarifying, Janelle.
It would be on annual. That's right. We're getting so efficient, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Definitely not as clunky as it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody. Well, thank
you. How many times you can use the word clunky in a meeting? How about that?
Right. It's been a long hour and a half, but I feel like.